It is time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Joining us on the phone this morning is Marcia Patelka. She's with NRRI. We've got so much bedrock close to the surface, and we complain about that a lot of the time. And then, of course, we complain about the soil we do find. It's too sandy or it's too full of clay. Well, at NRRI, they are also looking for good soil, and if they can't find it, they plan to make it. Marcia's going to tell us more. Hey, Marcia, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So if you can't find good soil, you're just going to make it. How does that work?
Well, we started compiling a list of various byproducts produced by industries and businesses around the area. And the hope is that we would be able to blend some of these materials to create topsoil or soils for other particular uses.
So you're not just making soil out of whole cloth like a soil chef, so to speak. You're actually making it out of waste products, so it's either recycling or just reusing something that would maybe normally end up in a landfill anyway.
Landfill, solid waste type materials, yes. It seems to me that if we're going to consume things like wood and rocks and peat and whatnot, that we should take as much as possible out of those materials once we have started to use them. Get the biggest bang for our buck.
Well, no kidding. I mean, we were just talking about reindeer a few minutes ago. We were talking about the historical relationship of the Sami people with the reindeer. And they used every part of the reindeer. And so nothing really went to waste. And in our contemporary culture, we're kind of maybe too comfortable with just, you know, strip the packaging off that and throw the packaging away or fill in the blank.
Right. And so, like I said, what we're hoping to do is to pick up some of those materials, like when they process wood, you know, there's leftover bark, branches, and stuff that's made, you know, waste product. And so we're hoping to combine that with things like, oh, say, the dredge sediment in the harbor is a potential ingredient. And taconite tailings is another potential ingredient.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I've done some past projects both with the dredge material and the taconite tailings. With the dredge material, it was beneficial uses in reestablishing vegetation and treating pH water runoff. So, and the taconite tailings, they test out very nicely chemically, and they would produce a sandy-type texture to a potential soil blend. Plus, they also help treat runoff and such for phosphorus.
Wow. Well, that's incredible. So the dredge sediment, we've talked about that just a little bit, that unfortunately the Superfund site in the estuary there is, they're really concerned that whatever chemicals or yucky stuff is down there in the sediment. Well, first of all, you'd think it would be possible to kind of avoid. We're not going to use that particular sediment. But would there be the opportunity perhaps of using that sediment or treating the sediment and A, getting rid of it, and B, making it something useful also?
Useful. Useful is the answer. So the majority of the dredge material that comes out of the harbor these days is much cleaner than it had been historically. And so the material, you know, you may know that they're using materials for beach nourishment and other types of habitat restoration around the harbor. So we would take the fine stuff that they've got down at Erie Pier and we'd use that material. Now, before you can take anything anywhere, you need to characterize it. And so in the previous beneficial use projects that I did with the Erie Pier sediment, we characterized them for potential contaminants, and then we also looked at vegetation growing down there to see what is possibly in the seed bank. So not just chemical pollution, but also potential invasive species. So for the soils project, that's what we intend to do. We intend to, once we get our list finalized here, and we're still looking for more ingredients, We would take and characterize materials chemically and physically, and then make sure that we're not spreading anything with potential to contaminate.
I've been hearing about a number of interesting projects where the byproducts from beer processing are being reused, spent hops or something like that. And since we are blessed with an abundance of breweries, I don't know, is there a possibility maybe of using that stuff too?
There is a possibility. We haven't interviewed any of those businesses in particular at this point because we're looking for kind of larger quantities. But and my understanding is also that some of those businesses already are being very responsible and have found secondary uses for their byproducts.
So you are looking, you're obviously, as you mentioned, you're looking into wood, you're looking into dredge sediment, you're looking into taconite tailings. Is there anything else in our Northland here that would give you the large quantity of byproduct that you're looking for?
We have also been in conversation with the peat harvesting companies, and they show some potential for being a nice addition to the mix. We've looked at street sweepings.
Oh, that's an interesting one because, of course, there's so much conversation about that stuff and other stuff running down the hill into the lake and sand and maybe, you know, the salt or road chemicals and stuff. And, wow, wouldn't that be great if there'd be something fabulous you could do with that?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing we're hoping to do is to collect materials that otherwise could be seen as an impediment. Or, you know, there's just stockpiles of them just sitting there waiting to be used for something.
Well, and of course, compost is a wonderful thing, and people, you know, love to make compost, whether they're doing it themselves or contributing that material to WLSSD. But have you been in touch with them, perhaps, and are they saying, you know, yeah, we got all this, you know, the street sweepings maybe or certain kinds of yard waste that just don't really lend themselves to composting beautifully?
That's another good avenue for us to pursue. We have talked to WLSSD, but it was more focused around the processing plant, not necessarily the composting. And it looks to me from a couple of folks that I talked to, like at the hospitals and other places that produce food waste, that WLSSD is really doing a great job at the composting. And so, and that compost, I understand, is rather popular. So, if we can get in touch with some folks that have some other materials that don't satisfy their needs for composting, we'd love to hear about them.
I just love what this community is doing to try to take advantage of these things whenever possible. And I would imagine that you're not necessarily getting into this particular line of inquiry with the idea, we're going to make $1 billion on this. It's how can we be more responsible stewards of the planet, it seems like.
Well, like I said, it seems like we consume things and they're a byproduct, so why not make the most of what we process to obtain our products?
I think that's a great idea. Marcia, I hope we have the opportunity to talk with you again soon. As soon as your list is kind of finalized and you're ready to start moving ahead to the next step, I can't wait to have another conversation with you. It's an exciting look ahead.
Yeah. Well, and we have got a MnDOT project where we're going to be looking at some materials to make a topsoil for MnDOT. So we've got that project underway. So hopefully, you know, in the next 6 months or so, we'll start to see some progress.
Fantastic. Again, stay in touch. I want to hear how this is shaking out. And I know a number of folks in our listening audience do also. Thanks so much for joining us, Marcia.
Thank you for your phone call.
Marcia Patelka joined us this morning. She is with NRRI. She is a researcher there, and we get a link set up on our webpage so you can learn a little bit more about that project. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.